The Torah portion Bo contains a description of the final stages of the Egyptian exile and the actual release of the Jewish people from Egypt. In these last stages, we find a curious stress placed on the idea that the Jewish people must take out the wealth of the Egyptian people with them when they left the country. Our sages explain that one of the functions of the ninth plague, the plague of darkness, was that the Jewish people should be able to enter the homes of the Egyptians undetected to see where all of their items of worth were located, so that when they finally left, they would be able to take all of them with them. And again, before the final plague, the plague of the firstborn, God reminds Moses to tell the Jewish people that they should remember to take with them all of the gold and silver of the Egyptians when they left Egypt. The Talmud relates that at this point, God asked them, he made a request that they should do this, because he had made a promise previously to Abraham that the Jews would come out with great wealth. And the Talmud reports that the response of the Jewish people to this request was that we will give up this privilege to come out with all of the wealth. Just let us leave this country. And the Talmud compares it to a person in prison who was told that tomorrow you will be released from prison, and then we will give you a great deal of money. Where the obvious response of such a prisoner would be to let me out immediately, and I will give up any claim I have to such money. Just let me get out. And so too the Jewish people requested immediate redemption from Egypt, rather than to wait until after the final plague and come out with all of the wealth. We actually find that this stress on taking the wealth from Egypt was expressed in the Torah much earlier. When Abraham first went to Egypt to escape the famine, he was afraid that he would be killed because of Sarah's beauty. If they knew that he was her husband, he was afraid the Egyptians would kill him in order to take her. And Avram tells Sarah that instead tell them that I am your brother, and then they will be good to me for your sake. And Rashi explains, quoting our sages, that what does it mean that the Egyptians will be good to Abraham, that they will give him gifts? Where this also seems very strange, at a time when Sarah's life was in danger, and both of them are in danger because of the famine in Israel, and they were about to starve, and she had to risk being captured by the Egyptians, that's all Abraham could think about, that they would give him gifts? This puzzling situation can be understood according to the explanation of the Arizal, who explained a concept which is central to understanding the whole idea of the Jewish exile, both in the times of Egypt and the present exile. He explained that sparks of godliness were spread out throughout the world at the time of the creation, and in particular after the sin of the tree of knowledge. Our job is to utilize all the physical things in which these sparks of godliness are contained, and by using them for the proper purpose to serve our Creator, these sparks get released from their imprisonment in these physical objects and become elevated to holiness. This is one of the explanations as to why the Torah puts such a stress on doing mitzvahs, the commandments, with physical objects, because even the physical world contains within it sparks of godliness. And if in even our mundane activities we utilize the physical world for holy purposes, we elevate more sparks of godliness to their source. The Arizal explains that in Egypt there was a particularly large amount of such sparks, 202 out of the 288, as alluded to in the verse where it states that the Jews left Egypt with eight of Rav, the word Rav denoting the numerical value 202, the 202 sparks of godliness which were in Egypt. The reason Abraham was originally forced by the famine to go down to Egypt was to elevate some of those sparks. And the reason the Jewish people were exiled to Egypt was for the same purpose, to completely elevate the sparks of holiness which were in Egypt. Once they had done so, the job would be completed. Both the sparks would be completely elevated, and there would be no longer any need for them to stay in Egypt. And so too, their souls would themselves receive an elevation, having properly fulfilled the function for which they were placed in Egypt in the first place. the sparks of holiness will be elevated, and the soul itself would be elevated. For this reason, it was important that Abraham be given the gifts, and it was important that the Jews take out all of the wealth of Egypt with them when they left, because contained within these objects was a holy potential, and it is for this holiness that they were put in Egypt in the first place. When they had completely purified all that they could, then it was their job to take out the rest, and with that was completed the elevation of the sparks in Egypt. It is according to this that the Arizal explains the prohibition mentioned in the Torah of living in Egypt, that since the whole idea of living anywhere, particularly outside the land of Israel, is to elevate the sparks of godliness there, and in Egypt they have all been elevated, therefore is automatically prohibited to live there, because there is nothing to accomplish by serving God there. The sparks have already been taken out. And so too in the present exile, when the Jewish people have been spread throughout the four corners of the earth, wherever a Jew goes, as the previous Rebbe explained, he comes in contact specifically with those sparks of godliness which it is necessary for him and for the good of his own neshama, of his soul, to elevate. It is through his utilization of these objects for their proper purpose that they receive their perfection, and also his own soul receives its perfection and elevation.